Each week in the newsroom at KDNK, we receive press releases from our members of Congress. The news department makes me read them and report back to you. You're welcome. Today, let's catch up with U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, who is the chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and International Cybersecurity Policy. Senator Gardner was a guest on MSNBC last week when he said, quote, "Most people agree that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is a, quote, whack job." He added, quote, "This is a crazed maniac at the helm of one of the world's nuclear regimes. We shouldn't be in the position of flattery." In a statement on Friday attributed to a North Korean foreign ministry spokesman, the official Korean Central News Agency responded with a colorful stream of insults. Quote, "Some by the name of Cory Gardner, who sits on the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, perpetrated wicked blasphemy against our supreme dignity during an interview with NBC. For a psychopath like the Gardner to hurl evil accusations at our highest dignity is a serious provocation. That a man mixed in with human dirt like Gardner, who has lost basic judgment and body hair, could only spell misfortune for the U.S. I know what you're thinking. These people sound like whack jobs, right? Senator Gardner was not amused. He responded, quote, "The U.S. is not going to sit idly by while Kim Jong-un tries to hold the world hostage with his illicit arsenal of mass destruction. I'm going to continue to call on the president to fully enforce my legislation that will economically cripple the North Korean regime. If that gets this madman to send nonsensical insults at me, so be it." That was last week. Yesterday, Senator Gardner issued a statement celebrating the election of a new president in South Korea. He said, quote, "I want to extend my congratulations to the South Korean people and to President Moon Jae-in. The United States and the Republic of Korea alliance is forged in blood and the bonds of our friendship are unbreakable. I look forward to working with President Moon to strengthen our security, economic, and diplomatic ties." Here, on the home front, Senator Gardner touted his vote for Colorado priorities in the congressional budget bill last week. He said, quote, "Throughout the last months, I have worked with my colleagues to make sure this appropriations package benefits Colorado. As a result, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden has received adequate funding, along with other Colorado priorities like the Arkansas Valley Conduit, the A-Line train, and critical highway projects. It also includes the biggest raise to our troops in 6 years. That's it for this week's recaps of statements sent by U.S. Senator Cory Gardner's staff to the KDNK News Department. I'm KDNK intern Jen Platero.